Hello, and welcome back to As It Is, the program that helps you learn and improve your American English and find out what is happening around the world at the same time. Today, we talk about things happening here in the United States. First, one of America's best-known religious organizations is considering a plan to punish Israel for its actions in the occupied territories. We will hear from both sides in the debate. Then we're off to sunny California, where lately it has been too sunny and too hot. We'll meet some special firefighters who are preparing for the worst. As It is coming to you from VOA, Washington. One of America's oldest Christian groups is holding leadership meetings this week. The Assembly of the Presbyterian Church USA is taking place in Detroit, Michigan. One proposal under consideration is a plan to end investments with companies that do business with Israel. Delegates are set to vote on the measure this Friday. If approved, the Presbyterian Church would be the largest religious organization in the U.S. to approve sanctions against Israel. Beverly Dempsey is the acting head of the Western Presbyterian Church in Washington, D.C. She offers prayers for the Presbyterian leaders meeting in Detroit.
As the General Assembly moves into full swing, there are many issues that do threaten to tear the PCUSA apart.
Like other traditional Protestant groups, the Presbyterian Church USA has been losing members. The church has fewer than 2 million members. Same-sex marriage and other issues have often divided churchgoers. One of those other issues is a proposal to cancel investments in American companies whose products are used by Israel in the occupied territories. If the plan is approved, it would be a major victory for the Boycott, Divest, and Sanctions movement. The movement wants sanctions to punish Israel, similar to those used against South Africa during its white minority rule. Susan Wilder is with the Presbyterian Israel-Palestine Mission Network. She says the proposal is not aimed at reducing or destroying the rights of Israel.
But we do need to shine a spotlight on Israel's on bad policies. You know, this isn't about good guys and bad guys or being against Israel or being wanting to isolate into Israel or even punish Israel. This is about wanting to shine a spotlight on actions that are harming everyone.
John Wimberly is a retired clergyman. He formerly served at the Western Presbyterian Church.
There's a 2,000-year history of economic sanctions being used by Christians aimed at Jews. And it's a bloody and it's a nasty history. And that's kind of my bottom line opposition is right there.
John Wimberly says the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement ignores Palestinian attacks on Israel, and he thinks the movement has been pushed by activists from outside the church.
This divestment thing has come up ever since 2004 at every General Assembly, and at every General Assembly, the Presbyterian Church, which is kind of a progressive body, has defeated it. So Israel has lots of friends in the mainline churches.
But supporters of Israel fear a vote in support of the proposal could lead to similar action by other religious groups. That would leave Israel with fewer friends among more liberal Protestant Christians. Years of dry weather have put the state of California at risk of a serious fire season. In Southern California, firefighters are training to be ready for the next big wildfire. So let's head west and hear what Ana Mateo has to say about what could be a dangerous situation.
Record high temperatures in May led to serious wildfires near the city of San Diego. The wildfires appeared months before California's fire season usually begins. This followed nearly 3 years of little rainfall, and the driest year on record last year. It left trees and other plant life extremely dry. Richard Cordova works for the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, known as Cal Fire.
When we have higher temperatures, lower humidity, and you throw winds in there, it's just a recipe for extreme fire danger. And when we see those, all those three elements come together, Cal Fire reacts and starts moving equipment around.
In the town of Hemet, California, a Cal Fire Air Tactical Unit trains to stay prepared. The training takes place at an airbase for firefighting crews. Helicopters take the crews to wildfires, and tankers drop flame-retardant chemicals from the air. The chemicals help to suppress the production of fire. Mike Venable is a pilot who flies an air tanker for Cal Fire. He has put out minor fires on nearby grasslands.
Everything from that to the challenging 12, 14,000 foot peaks, maybe up in the high Sierras or, you know, in the forests that surround our base here. So it's a very big variety of flying. Some can be very dangerous, some not so dangerous.
Pilots and firefighters keep their equipment ready. Daily meetings about weather conditions keep them informed about areas at risk of fire. Careful measurement of fuel load and the weather help with flight planning. Battalion Chief Travis Alexander says aircraft are deployed throughout the state and can reach a fire in minutes. He says the planes and helicopters are there to back up firefighting crews on the ground.
Because the aircraft in this agency is just one of many tools. We have the hand crews, the dozers, engine companies, a variety of other assets. The air program comes in as a support function.
At a nearby fire station, crews stay ready to fight fires in populated and rural areas. Pilot Max Venable says air and ground crews work to keep the fires away from homes and other buildings.
If you're able to help somebody on the ground, save a house, keep a firefighter out of a hazardous situation, that's rewarding.
It is a continuing effort to stay ahead of the fires. State officials say they have added 300 new firefighters. Thousands of others already work as firefighters in California. Their job this year is likely to be a hard one. I'm Anna Mateo.
We would like to remind you again to be sure and visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com. If you do, you will find many more stories than we have time to put on the radio. To improve your American English, we urge you to read along with us as you hear the words to each story. You can print the stories and save them for later. You can also download all of our As It Is programs in audio form and save them on your computer. It's a great way to learn English, and best of all, it's free. And here is another thing to keep in mind. As It Is comes to you 7 days a week,